Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
You hate when your significant other is right. You both know it and you have to admit it, right? My former fiance could tell when I was being like a little bit on the cranky side, right? Just a little bit on the moody side. She'd go, oh yeah, it's because it's a full moon. I'm like, this is crazy. I don't buy in all that, man. And yesterday I had just one of those days where everything was just bothering me, just bugging me, things that normally wouldn't. And I'm walking in this morning in the parking lot, and there is that damn full moon.
Yeah, it's been big and beautiful the past couple days.
Yeah.
Damn. I haven't even noticed.
And you got to walk in the morning.
I know.
You're literally walking underneath this beautiful full moon this morning.
I don't think I take interviews like I should.
I think there's something to it, though.
Well, he's got to have his head on a swivel. He can't be looking up at the sky. He needs to be looking for cars to hit him.
I only take once to get hit by a car. Change your whole way across the street.
That happened a couple of years ago. All right, so it's one thing to be embarrassed in front of your friends. It is a totally different thing to be embarrassed and called out on national TV.
So, yeah, I thought this would be fun to maybe put us to the test and see if we can do a little better than this contestant did, because I saw this clip from Family Feud, and I thought it was hilarious. And it's always funny in these moments when the bright lights are on, the pressure is on, you're trying to think of something really quickly to say. Mm-hmm. And I wonder how often people get in trouble in their relationships and within their families for some of these answers that they give in these pressure-filled moments. And so in this particular instance, the question was, if you had to name something that describes your significant other in the bedroom, but it starts with a W, what would it be? And here was her answer.
Give me a word starting with W that describes your man in the bedroom.
Weak.
No! Bro, whoever you are. Weak!
All you had to do is say wonderful.
That's it.
That's it.
Winning. You gave me anything else.
Wow.
Yes.
What she did was give his friends a lifetime invitation to give him a hard time every time they see him.
He will never, ever hear the end of that.
No.
And I know he was at home steaming, waiting for her to get there. You can't take that one back.
All right, so we're going to play a little game.
All right.
Called Describe Your Love Life.
Abby, let's hope you get N to use non-existent.
Oh.
That's how we're starting the show today.
I was going to say, if we're looking for a W word, it could just be wishful thinking. So we are going to go around the room. I'm going to give each of you a random letter.
Oh, damn.
And you have to use that letter to describe your love life, okay?
Mine might be non-existing after this too, Abby.
And you have to do it like within 3 seconds.
You have to do it within 3 seconds, all right? So, Mo, we're going to start with you since you brought in that stellar audio.
All right.
Describe your love life with the letter P.
Wow. Princess-like.
Princess. Like, are you a pillow princess?
Listen, every word that came to mind I couldn't say on air, and I still not panicked, all right?
How about perfect?
It's a lot easier when you're not under the pressure, Bert.
Princess love.
I'm sorry, that answer is not on the board.
Okay, maybe it's a little bit harder than we had anticipated, okay?
Abby.
Non-existent.
No, I'm not giving you that letter. Abby, describe your love life with the letter F.
Freaky.
Okay.
That's how it's done.
That's a better answer.
so I can't hold you. That's
better. Okay. I know, considering some of the interactions you've had on dating apps, freaky. Very, very good answer.
Yeah, men not using their hands to eat the chips at the Mexican restaurant, freaky.
Yeah, freaky. All right, Bert.
Yes, go.
Describe your love life using the letter H.
Happy.
Yes!
That's in the same field as Princess.
The first H word that came to mind that I had to like block out was horrible.
See?
Yes.
You start canceling words in your mind.
All right, KK, let's do one for you.
No, yeah,
which
we're
mean,
good.
Mo? No. We'll turn it on you now. Okay. Kristen.
Yes.
Describe your love life.
Really quick. This is not fun. The anxiety is through the roof.
See?
Using the letter O.
Outstanding.
Yeah, all right, wow.
That's how it's played right there. Yes. Well done, queen.
Ooh.
Well done.
We're done.
Okay.
The Bert Show.